No, I'm the king of Dudley World. Roberta, yeah, she's the queen of something. I'm not sure what. All right, so we have story time beyond Good Day. This half hour devoted to Roberta and Jennifer and Richie's stories. Then we have Dr. Jay Kumar coming to join us with something that I'm sure won't be anywhere near as deep as the things we're about to get into with Roberta and Jennifer and Rich. They are big, deep thinkers, but we'll hold a good thought for Dr. Jay Kumar.
See if he can keep up.
See if he can keep up with us. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
All right, so, Roberta, where the heck are you taking us?
Where am I taking you?
Is it Richie who's taking you? Where
no, it's Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer, huh? I was wrong. I had the round table upright.
Bad night.
All right, Jennifer.
Of this election nonsense now. It's time to move on. It's Thursday, Friday morning.
Huh?
I'm fired. Whatever day of the week it is.
Nice job, General.
All right, so here's the thing.
How big are your feet? Wait a minute. What size shoe do you wear?
Size 10. They're huge.
Be perfect.
They're like canoes. I can canoe in them. All right.
Hey.
Okay, so this man, Jerry Rasmussen, lives in California.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he lives in Fair Oaks. And he had two people break into his home the other night. All right? Now, they broke in. He heard them. So he went and he got his gun. He went outside, told them to leave. They didn't. So he shot one outside his house. And
Oh,
no.
Well, wait. It's okay. He shot the other one in the doorway of one of his bedrooms. All right?
Okay.
He left them. He actually took off and he ran. He left them. They found him. One guy was in his 30s, and the other guy actually got away but ended up in a hospital later. So the police actually caught these two, and they didn't die. Now, Mr. Rasmussen was arrested for doing this because he was a felon, and he was in possession of a firearm. Now, what do you think about all this? Because he was protecting himself, but yet
Do we know what his crime was? It was not mentioned
by the police what he was convicted of before.
We don't know whether it was armed robbery or writing bad checks.
He was charged with suspicion of being a felon in possession of a firearm and possessing prohibited ammunition.
Suspicion of being a felon.
Yeah, they didn't indicate what crime he had committed before.
How do you get suspicion of being a felon?
Yeah, if you are, you are.
I suspect that you're a felon.
You look like a felon. You are a felon. You smell like
sense.
A felon.
Well, here's my deal.
You must be a felon.
At first, I'm all for this guy protecting himself.
Yeah.
But now he's got himself into trouble for doing just that. So do we think this is a good law that felons should not be in possession of a firearm? Do you think this is the right thing?
As my good friend G. Gordon Liddy used to say, because I am a felon, I am no longer allowed to possess a handgun. But Mrs. Liddy has quite a collection. So there are ways to skirt around this for sure. But apparently this guy didn't have any Mrs. Liddy whose pillow he could hide his gun under, so he's in a little bit of trouble.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
Got to be careful when you go to protect yourself.
There are two people in a hospital right now that fortunately did not die who learned their lesson, didn't they?
Well, and that makes me think he maybe was a felon because he obviously knew how to shoot that gun without. I mean, he didn't kill anybody.
But well, where was this again?
Knock him out. This was in Fair Oaks, California.
Can I tell you a related story? One of the producers that works on one of the shows here was out in Connecticut. And he's, you know, in his 20s, so he's out, you know, with his friends hanging out, blah, blah, blah. Meets a girl. They are walking from one bar to another bar when they pass a pack of guys, also in their 20s, who start harassing the girl.
Oh.
So it's this guy and this girl he just met versus about 10 guys. Mm-hmm. So obviously he has to try and protect the girl and stand up to the guys, and they just start to pummel him to the point where he's on the ground and all 10 of them are kicking him in the head, the ribs,
oh, gosh,
everything.
Awful.
The girl takes off, and the guy is just sitting there just getting kicked. And he figures, he says, eventually they're going to stop and they're just going to leave. And after about 6 or 7 minutes, he says, they're going to kill me. They're not stopping.
Uh-huh.
Reaches down in his shoe and has a little gun in his ankle.
Uh-huh.
Pulls it out and just starts firing all 6 shots.
Mm-hmm.
Gets 2 of them. The rest run away.
Mm-hmm.
The ones
where
who ran
this,
away
where is
in Connecticut, I can't tell you where, outside of New York City, you know, burbs type thing.
Yeah. Okay.
He's on the ground. He's fired all 6 shots in this little gun. The ones who ran away counted the shots, came back and started kicking him again.
No!
They somehow leave because they
and
feel
why did they target this guy
the
again?
The police are coming. Just because.
Just because.
The girl who he was walking with, they started talking to. They started giving a hard time. Come on, baby. You know, blah, this kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he stands up, tries to do the right thing and protect her, and you know, this is what he got. So he shoots 2 of them. They flee. One of them is lying on the ground. One of them runs. And they finally stop kicking him. That's the last thing he remembers. The next thing he woke up in the hospital. The picture of this guy, it unbelievable. Hmm. How he broke his nose, they broke his ribs.
People just recognize his face. The only thing that changes or separates some of us that are supposedly human beings from wild animals is the fact that we only use 2 legs instead of 4.
Not done yet.
And I think animals are nicer.
More?
Not done yet. So having the gun saved his life. He would have been dead or in a coma or brain dead or something like that. So the police come. They end up arresting the 2 guys who got shot. And this guy goes to the hospital.
What about the other? They catch the other.
Well, the 2 are rolling over on the other ones now. Okay. So they will get all of them.
Hmm.
The mother of one of the 2 who was shot says, how come this guy who shot my boy is not in prison?
Mm-hmm.
How come they didn't arrest him? What kind of world is this that somebody can just shoot somebody
bring a cretin like this into the world? What kind of a world
it's
is it
all over
that
the news
allows
papers.
You to have babies?
The mother is up there all over the newspapers and the news talking about how this guy is not in jail and he just shot my baby.
Yeah, good.
Wow.
The eliminate. What's the?
You know how busy the gun store was yesterday. By the way,
the gun store are very busy.
Well, it happened
huge
after the first Obama election.
Sure.
Yeah. Remember that?
Lots of guns.
That's sure.
Stock market went down like a rock. Foreign currency raises. American currency. Thanks, Roberta. By the way, quarter past the hour. How did you like your last diet? Did you work on 5 pounds? 6 pounds, 7 pounds, 8 pounds, 10 pounds. Roberta, you've been on a diet. I sent you a present, by the way. Did you get it? You didn't.
Oh, yes, I
present.
Did. Yes,
oh, you
I did.
Did.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank
All
you.
Right. There is a better way to lose weight. It's a product called Axia 30. It's a weight loss formula that has been clinically proven to cause you to lose about 30 pounds in 12 weeks, maybe a little bit more. And because this has been scientifically, clinically studied, it has been packed with anti-aging benefits. This thing is nothing but good for you, especially if you're that overweight. Roberta doesn't need to lose. Nobody here is in this league. There are a lot of people, however, that are facing the highs and lows. In the winter, you gain 30 pounds. In summer, you want to lose 30 pounds. Well, why don't you take a little advance action and work on it before it becomes a problem? Get on to the program now by calling 800-525-8345. You know, let's face it, I started, my birthday was the other day, Georgette got me a lemon cake, which is my favorite, and Georgette is Edgar's wife, and she, they every year have bought me the same lemon cake from the same place with the same frosting, and so I'm the only one who's eating it. I'm the only one here. So I'm eating it every morning for breakfast. I'm having this cake. And I notice that a pound came onto the scale, another pound. So then we go into Thanksgiving. And then we go into the parties. Then we go to Christmas and New Year's. You know the story. It's the same pretty much for everybody. So if you get on to Axia 30, it'll give you the way to keep the weight off. Not only if you have the 30 pounds, you need to lose it, but if you don't want to gain that weight, then you get on this program over the next 12 weeks, because that's when the big action is for eating and gaining weight, then you've maintained or perhaps gone down below the threshold. What a great idea. Who thought of this? I don't know who thought of it, but something that I'm passing along to you so that you can benefit from using Axia 30 to maintain your weight or to lose weight. 800-525-8345. Backed by science for both men and women. A full 90-day money-back guarantee. To try Axia 30 risk-free, get a free bottle as well. Call 800-525-8345.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica, Alfani, Tasso Alba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Alba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names, at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online. Every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including ukes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strattor P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between October 22nd and December 16th this year, and you could save 15, 20, or even 25%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
All right, so here we have all of these people who have won in the Smart Mom Tip of the Day contest. Here's Beverly Pardee who won.
I can't believe I won. This is awesome.
Here's Char Mobley who won on the second day.
I can't believe it. Oh, my God.
Number three winner is Deborah Burkhalter.
Great. Oh, God, this is great.
And Deb Schroeder won today. All right, so you can be a winner, too. Go to Facebook.com/good.
You don't have a stroke while you're doing it.
Right. And tweet us something special.
"37 Things to Hoard." Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Again, Dr. Jay Kumar joins us in a few minutes here. Meanwhile, Olivia Newton-John brings us Roberta Fasanelli, or maybe Roberta Fasanelli brings us Olivia Newton-John. It's Beyond Good Day and the stories of the day. So where are you going, Roberta?
Well, actually, it's a study that's been done at the University of California. And what the study has found, that women are quicker to walk over and start exercising next to a person who is less fit than they are.
In other words, what a shock.
I also like to take pictures next to people.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at me.
They actually did a study, and they said for someone who was, you know, less in shape than they are, or kind of on, you know, the chubby side of, in comparison to them, it took them about a minute to walk over and get on the exercise machine next to them.
You know,
but for someone who was in far better shape than they were and wearing, you know, those skimpy tops and stuff, it took them 4 minutes to walk over and get on the machine.
This I could have told you this 20 years ago when I was hanging out in bars, and this is the way it always works, and everybody can back me up on this. Women never go out with women of the same, I guess, looks as they do.
They need their ugly friends.
Right.
So if your girlfriend asks you to go out, why don't you come out to a bar with me tonight?
Well, no. Here's the way it works. The good-looking girl always takes the less good-looking girl to make her look better and make her feel better. The less good-looking girl always goes out with the good-looking girl so that she can actually get to talk to some of the good-looking guys.
Really?
Because it's always the two guys go out together, okay? One of them fights for the good-looking girl, and then the other one goes with the other girl to chat, talk, whatever it is. You end
then
up
you
as
become a wingman.
You're right. You become the wingman. You end up as a foursome talking the whole night, and everybody wins or loses, but it's the way the game is played.
Mm-hmm.
So this fact that they want to go next to somebody that's not as good-looking as them totally makes sense.
Yeah. All right.
You're not even aware of the whole wingman thing, are you?
No.
But
no.
What was interesting is that they found this applied mostly to
women. I always want to stand next to girls
20s.
Who look better than me when I get my picture taken.
Well, that's, you and me, you have the same problem,
anyway.
And that's pretty much everybody.
Right.
They said once women reached like their 40s and 50s, it didn't matter anymore. But for women in their 20s, it was critically important.
Really?
So they kind of figured women, as they get older, you're more comfortable in your own skin, so you really don't care what the person next to you looks like. But in your 20s, it becomes a real issue. And the funny thing is the woman that they used as the control, you know, the woman who was either the skinnier woman or the less fit woman, was the same woman. So
just with different people.
So facially, she looked the same. Funny. But what they did is that she actually had a very good body. So for to be fit, they had a skimpy thing on her, and then what they put on her was the body padding and a loose sweatsuit. So it was the same woman, but they put padding on her to make her appear heavier. So it had nothing to do with how she looked either. You know, her facial features or anything like that. It had simply to do with what her body looked like. Interesting
That's
study.
Funny.
I thought.
Yeah,
that is funny.
Yep, it is really amazing. One of the things that I love about doing this for a living is being able to find out what people are thinking. There are always surveys, and I used to do a lot more of these. I don't know why I don't go back to them, because they are great fodder for conversation. The concern now that the election is over on the youth level is a focus of a study that's been done three times, found that the vast majority of Americans believe that sportsmanship on the youth level is worse now than when they were growing up. More than 85% of Americans from ages 20 to 80 think sportsmanship is worse now than when they were young.
Wonder why that is, parents, 83%, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to this woman who was yelling at the police for not arresting the guy that shot her son who was trying to kill this other guy.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Your parenting skills or wherever your head is are completely where the sun doesn't shine. And this is the kind of people that we're breeding in this country. It's not healthy. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Patience may be a virtue, but waiting for your hotel reward points to add up is pointless.
Enjoy more comfort and value immediately at America's Best Value Inn. Join our free value club and get an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com or any of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Save more money with immediate rewards at America's Best Value Inn.
Now, that was enlightening.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing, plus big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code radio to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Stephen, good day program. Joining us now, that is joining us, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Doug Stephan, is Dr. Jay Kumar, who has an absolutely brilliant website, a brilliant approach to teaching people about light and love and the circumstances that we find ourselves in. Rich has found something that I thought was extraordinarily appropriate for us to go through. If, with your permission, Jay, I can suggest that there are a couple of things in an inspirational piece called 22 Reasons to Never Give Up.
Yeah.
As long as you are alive. These are some of the things that are on the list. A few reasons to never give up. As long as you are alive, anything is possible. You are stronger than you think. A bit of a setback is not enough to stop you from achieving your goals. 3, if somebody else can do it, so can you. 4, another reason, your family and friends. Let the people you love and who mean the world to you inspire you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stop with that and, and go to you. But then we can all kind of take a page from Jay's playbook in terms of inspiration. We all have it in us. Sometimes it's relatable in different ways. I'm finding it remarkable, as a matter of fact, Jay, the number of things that are coming at me in the last month or two that have helped me to really open up more and to understand better this whole business of inspiration and dealing with the things that we all have. All of us have stuff. Mm-hmm. But it takes something, someone, there's an inspiration here, whether it's that you're a hard worker and you present, somebody might pay attention to you because you're an example of getting things done, and they may say, okay, I want to emulate you. That could be inspiration. It could be words, deeds, whatever. But there is a need for inspiration, it seems to me.
Yeah.
And valid and true inspiration versus the FAUX, the faux inspiration that comes from a lot of these preachers.
You know,
and
I love that word inspiration, and that's a really great thing, Richie, you pulled up. I would love for you to forward that to me sometime, if you remember to.
Got it right here.
Please forward to me. I'd love to get that, and I'll post it on my Facebook page as well and link it to you guys also. But, you know, that word inspiration, you know, I was just talking, I had a great conversation with Roberta just before we came on, and we're talking about how we really need to just cultivate this idea of feeling connected, this sense of feeling really just like joyous and alive. And I love this word inspiration, and you probably never thought about this, but do you know what the word inspiration really means?
Inspiration. Mm. Inspire. To move up. And aspire is a steeple is a spire, if you want to use that as an analogy, yeah?
That can be, but the literal meaning actually means to, it comes from a Latin word, inspiritus, to have spirit within.
Inspiritus.
So, in spirit, to be in spirit, to be really embodied with your essence of spirit of life.
Mm-hmm.
That is when you are inspired to see your life and the sacred journey that you're on through this lens of inspiration. And, you know, we are so, I'm so blessed and so fortunate we're having this conversation, you know, today, because so many people have been affected very recently with tragedy. You know, I'm talking just more specifically about the hurricane on the Northeast that many people are still affected by. And it's kind of this irony, and I'm sure all of you here, Jennifer, Rich, Roberta, Doug, myself, and all of you probably can relate to. You know, it's often, sadly, when a calamity or a tragedy happens that we really understand the true nature of life and what it really means. And I have like really just been touched to read and to hear all these amazing stories that have come out of the recent tragedy, in the East Coast, about people helping each other.
It happens all the time. It really does. People, you find these stories, these inspirational stories, after an event like this, and we all say, wow, isn't this great? And then some of us would say, well, why can't we do this? It's like the Christmas spirit. Why can't it be all the time?
Yeah, you know, and this is something we need to maybe work on as a whole human species, you know, our societies to work on, is to embody that sense of inspiration, compassion, empathy, and collaboration every single moment of our life. And there's a reason why, you know, I have a theory, and it comes out of neuroscience. Actually, it's not my theory, but kind of repeating a theory that's out of neuroscience. The reason why so many of us feel the need to help each other during situations of stress or calamity or despair or disaster is that, believe it or not, our human brain is actually wired, like neurologically, biologically wired, to experience compassion, empathy over anything else, even over competition, greed, and selfish behavior. And this is the reason why we are drawn and just act in times of calamity where we all band together. It's actually wired in our human neurobiology. It's wired in our brains, to be precise. And this is something we're finding out, is if we can actually cultivate that aspect of our brain at any moment. And how to do that, and there are ways to do it, which I'll share maybe just a little bit. But it goes back to this one thing I've talked about many, many times before called mirror neurons. Do all of you remember that? I don't know if you all do.
Mirror neurons.
Yeah.
Mirror neurons. Rich, what is it? I don't know.
I remember hearing it
in school, but
I don't know.
Okay, well, you know, here's the thing. Jennifer, you know, or Roberta, you know, let's say this. If you, I'm being gender biased here, so I'm talking to the ladies here. So if you actually were to go to a movie and see, like, you know, two people on the screen kissing, okay? The same part of your brain is going to activate as if you're being kissed as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that kind of neat?
So is that why men like adult movies?
Yes, sure. Precisely, Roberta.
Jennifer.
You got it right on the head. You nailed it. I was going to kind of go to the next point and be more gender biased also with these guys, dwarf guys. The reason why, I don't want to be completely stereotypical over here, but, you know, when us guys watch adult-oriented movies or we watch sports, for example, that's going to be a little more PG-13. When we watch sports, when we see like in the World Series, when someone hits the ball, and we see like the third baseman, you know, running to catch the ball on a high fly, the same part of our brain is going to fire as if we're catching that ball and running ourselves.
Huh.
It's really amazing, and they just found this out really by fluke about 15, 20 years ago. But why I'm saying it underscores the idea, Doug, that we've been talking about is that when we see others in distress and pain, when we see people on the East Coast being affected by the storm, the same part of our brain fires as if we're experiencing the tragedy as well.
Wow.
Yesterday I was editing a video for the Purple Heart Foundation,
mm-hmm.
and some of the pictures that were in it are of families of veterans who had been killed in service mm-hmm. at the funeral.
Oh.
And you just stare at these pictures of a mom with her kids or of a kid. And right now, I mean, even as I'm talking about it, I'm sure you have that picture in your brain.
Oh, yeah.
Of a mom and her three kids standing next to the casket of their father who had been killed in action. And how do you not have a physical reaction?
Yeah.
To that vision that you're not even looking at a picture of right now, that I'm conveying to you the picture that I saw, and yet you still react to it mentally.
React to it. It's exactly. You don't even have to. Rich, you just really underscored a really great point as well. You don't even have to see the visual. Just hearing about it, you picture it in your mind, and that itself allows you to feel empathy and compassion, want to do something. And they're finding something really interesting, kind of like a flip on this. The reason why we have sociopaths or psychopaths or murderers or, you know, homicide people who kill people or do violent acts and deeds of acts of violence. We're kind of understanding that these people actually lack these mirror neurons. They lack the ability to feel the pain and the experience of the plight of others. And this is why it's so important to cultivate these mirror neurons. And how to do that is something I'll share. I don't know if I can't break it now.
Now it's time for Culture Shock with your host, Barry Lynn.
All right, welcome to today's edition of Culture Shock. This is Barry Lynn. Let's see, what have we been talking about in recent weeks?
The general thing, the election's over now.
You
find some of the politicians inspiring. Certainly the reaction to those who got elected seem to indicate that there are people who really do look for those who can inspire. Are you an inspiration? And if you are, to whom? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Roberta at DougStephan.com, or Rich at DougStephan.com. And as far as Dr. J is concerned, I think it's J at DrJKumar.com. Isn't that your email address?
Yes, it is.
Yes, yeah, okay. Richie just mentioned the Purple Heart Service Foundation a minute ago, and I think that mention underscores something that we ought to spend time about. It's sort of in the same league as what Jay is talking about. That is, those who are in service to others, those who provide services, those who provide programs, those who help. And when it comes to veteran services, nobody does it better than the folks at the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Not well known until we actually started talking about them here. Small group of people, a lot of volunteers who are looking for your donation to help them help men who have worn the uniform and women who have worn the uniform and maybe having some problems. Maybe some of them not so severe, maybe some of them very severe. We all know what a miserable job the government does for the most part in taking care of many of the veterans. So here's a way for you to help out, even though you may be annoyed at what happens. The government doesn't do what it's supposed to do. You got to work around that, I guess, sometimes. And this is the way to do it. The Purple Heart Service Foundation's number is 877-743-1631. If you have money to donate, that's cool. Maybe a car. I said earlier I might give an old tractor. They can do with it whatever, turn it into cash, and you get all of the value tax deductible, and they get all your money to help veterans. Veterans need help. The Purple Heart Service Foundation gives them that help. Call them at 877-743-1631. With your donation, be it cash or something that is a valuable commodity, they'll be happy to take it, and you'll get the cash tax deductible amount. 877-743-1631.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online. Every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Ukes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strattor P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
All right, so Dr. Jay Kumar here, we're inspiring you, or certainly trying to do that. So you had a way to sort of work ourselves around to putting all of us into this place, Jay.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that we were, I think is so powerful is to really engage these aspects of our mirror neurons, and the most powerful way to do this is connected to what we were talking about earlier. Volunteer. Do things in your community. Do things that really engage you and really get you out there and do selfless acts of kindness to others. This is one of the most powerful ways to develop our mirror neurons. And believe it or not, which is so fascinating, when you do, they've actually measured this in scientific studies, when people do good, when they volunteer, when they do like the Purple Heart Foundation or doing the Salvation Army or donating to the Red Cross or just doing anything that really helps our fellow human beings, we actually release dopamine in our brains, which is that pleasure hormone. And so there's a connection, there's this biological connection. When you do good, you're actually feeling good as well. And that's what cultivates these mirror neurons that develops them even stronger.
Isn't it amazing about good works and how we always think that the payoff comes from some physical experience, but it's a thought.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It really is. It's
And you know, the one quote I love to share with you is kind of like maybe my closing thing. You know, don't stress out so much about life having to be perfect or having to be that perfect person. Life isn't about being perfect. It's not about the art of being perfect, but to perfect the art of living.
And life feel is like not, all right, wait, hold on a minute. Life is not about being perfect.
Life is not about the art of being perfect, but to perfect the art of living.
But to perfect, and sometimes that takes a long time.
It does.
It could take a lifetime.
Just to understand.
Yeah.
Just to understand.
Yeah. I mean, thinking about it, some people, they object to having to wait a couple of years to get married, for example. They meet somebody, I love this person, let's get married. Hello? You better plan on a long haul. The older you get, the more likely you are to want to give it the time, I think. I use that as a relationship term, but there are others.
I'm tying it back to something we talked about earlier at the bottom of the hour. It's like feeling that sense of inspiration in life, feeling that sense of having spirit within you, feeling that sense of compassion and that really sense of joy, and that's the art of living.
Yeah. All right, Dr. G. jkumar.com, K-U-M-A-R. That's a good place to go for lots of inspiration. Bring yourself out of wherever you are into a brighter place. We all like to have those moments, and we can have more of them. There are aha moments for some of us. Dr. Jay Kumar, thank you for being here.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thanksgiving is still a few weeks away, but in Washington, it's time to talk turkey. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. By talking turkey, we're talking about the so-called fiscal cliff of tax cuts and spending cuts set to kick in at the end of the year. The overall concern about this was enough to drive the stock market down, way down. The Dow took a dive of more than 300 points yesterday. So what are the key players in Congress saying about this deadlock on how to handle what's ahead? Now that the election is over, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, a Democrat, says both parties must come together for the greater good.
It's better to dance than to fight. It's better to work together. Everything doesn't have to be a fight.
That sounds nice, but we've heard that before. The Republican Speaker of the House, John Boehner, was willing to get a little more specific yesterday, saying he's ready to talk about additional revenues if Democrats get serious about reforming Medicare and Social Security.
By working together and creating a fairer, simpler, cleaner tax code, we can give our country a stronger, healthier economy. A stronger economy means more revenue, which is what the president seeks.
And what would this involve exactly?
It involves making real changes to the financial structure of entitlement programs and reforming our tax code to curb special interest loopholes and deductions.
Remains to be seen where we go from here. We do know this. As the dust settles from Election Day, we have the same president, a Democratic-controlled Senate, and a Republican-controlled House of Representatives. All of this has resulted in division and gridlock, and it will take more than a call for unity to get things moving. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. BetterHere.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLSkipAYear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
On Wall Street, as we mentioned earlier, the markets took quite a hit. The Dow losing almost 313 points yesterday, closing up at 12,933. S&P down 34. NASDAQ fell 75 points. All three indexes fell more than 2% for the day. Crude oil also way down, dropping nearly 5% on a report of higher-than-expected inventories. Crude down $4.27 a barrel, finishing up at $84.44. The FDA is saying they will speed up the review of a drug that could fight a form of breast cancer.
All right, we are back right here on Culture.
The medication is designed to battle
an aggressive form of
cancer that can't be removed with surgery.
The drug
works by using antibodies to deliver agents that kill cancer directly to tumor cells. The drug is being developed by Genentech and ImmunoGen. Have you heard about these UFO sightings reported along the India-China border over the last couple of days? There are reports that troops that guard the border between the two Asian countries have seen more than 100 yellow spheres that appear to lift off the ground and travel through the sky.
Morality
for 3
in media
to 5
and all
hours.
Groups
the
that
founder
make
of the Indian Paranormal Society thinks the Indian government is in touch with aliens and getting technology from them. And finally, go ahead and listen to this. That is the sound of a storm. No, not Hurricane Sandy from last week. This is a powerful storm called a nor'easter that slammed into the northeast yesterday and is causing additional misery for many of those still suffering the after effects of Sandy. This system still bringing strong winds, some downpours, freezing rain, even several inches of snow, causing lots of accidents on the road, some localized flooding, and even more power outages. Mary Carnevale lives in a New Jersey town called Hohokus, and it's fair to say there is no ho-ho-ho in Hohokus right now. Mary says she's had enough.
Absolutely. What more can we take? I mean, what more can we take to finally get power back on after 9 days and have it on just long enough to start to warm up your house and have another transformer blow and lose power again?
How about that story? How would you handle this? Here's how Mary is handling it.
Laughing, crying, and some really bad language.
Mary, we understand perfectly. You are allowed. Hang in there, and we hope it gets better for you very soon. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica,
Survival,
Tasso Elba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Elba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names, at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.